One of Sault Ste. Marie's favorite spots for watching the popular St. Mary's River submarine races may be changed forever if City Council approves a massive waterfront reconfiguration. A map displayed at this week's City Council meeting, considered an early design concept for a new waterfront, showed St. Mary's River Drive completely removed between Station Mall and the river. In its place was a promenade with rows of mature trees on either side, creating what city planners are calling an allée, by sheltering pedestrians from wind and sun while providing full exposure to the river. Also shown are a string of small new retail buildings in the mall parking lot facing the water. See photo gallery above. The new walkway is part of a key feature of the proposed waterfront revitalization. A continuous promenade running from the canal district to the former hospital property. A written report prepared for Mayor Matthew Shoemaker and councillors describes a new living room for the city, overlooking St. Mary's River, the rapids, seaplanes and freighters, and beyond to Michigan. Travis Anderson, the city's director of tourism and community development, said the talks are underway with private property owners, including the Station Mall owners, to clear the way for changes on St. Mary's River Drive. The big concept there is looking at potentially relocating or realigning the St. Mary's River Drive, where we would close the existing St. Mary's River Drive and move it closer, Anderson said. Also, more retail activation in that area, he added. These are the areas where you could have restaurants, food and beverage. Could be pop-up, landscape architect Nick Anoda from O2 Planning and Design told a recent city committee meeting. There's many different ways and we've been talking with the Station Mall about it, Anoda said. They're very receptive of the idea. There still will be access through the mall parking lot. It will just happen very tight to the mall. Anoda said the plan is to maintain the current entrance and exit at Delta Hotel, but the rest of St. Mary's River Drive will be closed and converted to pedestrian use. A final draft of the waterfront plan, complete with rough cost estimates, is to be ready by the end of this month.